From the Fairbanks Museum, good afternoon and welcome to this edition of An Eye on the Sky. Pre-warm frontal rain arrived in the northern third of the VPR listening region early this morning, as moisture from the Gulf of Mexico and subtropical Atlantic surged northeastward around the backside of high pressure located off the Carolina coast, and ahead of both a cold front stretched from James Bay southwestward through Michigan, Missouri, Oklahoma, and northwest Texas, and the remnants of Tropical Storm Cindy. A strip of moderate to heavy rain, with amounts of up to 2 inches, fell over the northern Adirondacks and portions of northern Vermont. Saranac Lake, New York, reported 1.52 inches as of 7 a.m., followed closely by Lake Placid at 1.28 inches. In Vermont, Jericho was doused with 1.14 inches, while the Burlington Airport and Charlotte both reported 1.03 inches. Other communities reporting around an inch as of mid-morning included Keene Valley in New York, and in Vermont, Plainfield, Montpelier, South Lincoln, Stowe, and Cabot. Given the wet conditions of May and much of this month, the National Weather Service has accordingly issued a flash flood watch effective until 11 p.m. for the northern Adirondacks of New York and for a strip of northern Vermont including Chittenden, Lamoille, Washington, Caledonia, Orange, and Addison counties. The showers have diminished for the time being and lifted into southern Quebec along with the warm front. But additional moderate to heavy showers are arrayed from the Ohio Valley northeastward across Lakes Erie and Ontario and points northward into far southeastern Ontario province, ahead of the slowly advancing cold front. They will advance into the VPR listening region later this afternoon and overnight from west to east, affecting the northwestern quarter of our listening region first and the southeastern portions last. Thunderstorms will also fire up as the moisture-rich air warms and destabilizes. Given the amount of precipitable water available, some of these will be accompanied by torrential rain. A few may also be accompanied by strong wind and small hail where heating and consequent instability is greatest. This would be over the southwestern half of the listening region. At this time, no severe weather is anticipated. The cold front will cross the region late tonight, bringing an end to widespread activity. A post-frontal trough tomorrow afternoon may spark a few showers over far northern mountainous terrain, but the air will be considerably drier and rainfall amounts generally light. We will remain under cyclonic flow aloft through the weekend, so despite weak surface ridging, we will be vulnerable to scattered showers produced by passing mid-level disturbances. The most significant of these will approach us Sunday midday and afternoon. Temperatures will run near to slightly below normal. The short-term forecast details, a flash flood watch is in effect until 11 p.m. for the northern Adirondack Mountains and a strip of north-central Vermont, including Addison, Orange, Chittenden, Lamoille, Washington, and Caledonia counties. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may have torrential rain, strong wind, and small hail. Highs 73 to 80 northeast, 78 to 86 elsewhere. South to southwest wind increasing to 10 to 15 miles per hour east of the Green Mountains and gusting to 25 miles per hour from the Green Mountains west. Tonight, evening showers and thunderstorms tapering off after midnight. Lows in the 60s. Saturday, any remaining early morning showers east and south ending, otherwise partly sunny. Some scattered afternoon showers redeveloping far north. High 72 to 82. I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with An Eye on the Sky.